Studio.co.uk.
And now we're just having a little bit extra of, it's always nice to have a little bit extra of Peter Jones. Peter Jones, author, is in the studio, and we've been talking about how you can be more fabulous. It's about how you can be more fabulous.
How you can be more fabulous, or what's holding you back.
What's holding you back from being. I keep saying flabulous.
Flabulous.
It's not good. All the W's, peterjones.author.com. You can find out loads more about Peter as well. And you've got your, we've got some questions. We just answered Mel's question.
Yeah.
Denise has said, could her husband move into my spare... Oh, couldn't host. Is her husband. It's you. She went, can Peter Jones move into my spare room? Her husband's called Peter.
Right.
And be my guru for a year. I need positive stick to beat me. Oh, dear. I have gone almost... I'm almost 54 nearly at retirement, which, of course, is rubbish. Getting a bit tired and battling the world.
Yeah, you're not near retirement for...
She's 54.
Yeah, no, that's young.
She lives... I know Denise. She lives for her children.
Yeah.
Lives her life, and she should be living her own life, not through her children.
Right.
Do you not think?
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, how big's that spare room? Because, you know...
How big's that stick?
Because I could... But, no, she wanted me to be beating her with the stick.
Yeah, I know, but I wouldn't go... That's my sister. I wouldn't go into that house if I were...
Oh,
alive.
I see.
Yeah, she's my sister. Nothing like me, though.
Well, she doesn't need me to move in and beat her with a positive stick. She could do that to herself, okay? I think what she needs to think is, you know, what would... what was your sister's name again?
It's Dean. She's called Denise, but we call her Dina.
Okay, Dina. Well, what you need is, what would future Dina say to you now if future Dina could come back? Now, and then go and do that thing.
Yeah. But she has had, to be fair, quite a good old life.
Yeah, well, you know, but I noticed that about being happy and, you know, and achieving ambitions.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, you can always go. It's a work in progress. You can go on. You can be even happier. You can do even bigger things and better things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, your book.
Yeah.
Which you were cutting a piece of... we had a bit of chocolate Swiss roll from Marks & Spencer's, ever so tasty.
Yeah.
And you did trumpet. I haven't tried one of the chocolate mini fingers, but I thought, because you were coming in, I got you...
Yeah. Oh, that
I say
very
got
kind
it for you.
You.
You're only having a slice.
Yeah. No, that's very kind of you
it
to
was
get
very kind.
Me.
It's now, delicious. Your book... Boy Meets Girl. If only life were that straightforward.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
The debut novel from best-selling author Peter Jones. Oh, you must be... Have you got into... It's not out yet, is it?
No, that's a proof copy. That's a proof copy you're holding in your hands, and it's out the 12th of September is the official date. Unofficially, it's actually... If you go onto Amazon right now, you'll find it. And you can buy it. But on the 12th of September, then there'll be a fanfare. I'll be sort of like jumping around singing from the rooftops. And also the ebook will be like a quid or something like that for a few days, for the weekend or something like that. So the official launch date is the 12th of September. But if you can't wait, it's actually there right now.
Can I just read this bit on the back?
Yeah, go on.
Liz, where do I start? I suppose the end is as good a place as any. Boxing Day 1997, Jason Smith, 29, self-confessed good guy, is single again. And now that he is, it seems all the single girls, the Melanie Jacksons of the world, are in short supply. Or are they? Has Jason stumbled on a foolproof way to find the girl of his dreams?
Yeah.
Do you like that little pause there? There we go.
Very dramatic.
It was a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Bridget Jones's Diary, but from a man's point of view. It's a rom-com, basically.
Who would be, now, just to put it in people's minds, who would play the lead characters in a film?
That's a tricky one. I do when I was writing it, I went on the internet and I found actors and actresses who I think would play all of the characters, but I'm pretty awful with names, so I can't remember off my head.
Well, was it Angelina Jolie or me?
No.
Because we're quite similar.
No. Well, you are very similar.
Very, very similar. Radio purposes,
often get mistaken in public. But, yeah. No, you've got, there's, you know, there's... there's two guys. There's Jason and it's his beer-loving pal Alex, mm-hmm. and his ever sarcastic colleague Sean.
Nick Frost.
Yes. No. Hey. He would be perfect for Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would be perfect for Alex. James. Gordon. Yeah. He would be fantastic. He would be a brilliant Alex. People who've friends and family have read the book.
Yep.
Really love the character of Alex because Alex says all the things which you shouldn't really say out loud. Whilst Jason is your sort of like boy next door, sort of like, you know, the knight in white shining armor sort of like character. And then you've got, you know, and then Melanie Jackson is his old school crush who he's sort of, you know, obsessed about, the girl who got away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. And it's
over.
Yeah, well, this is it's just a proof copy, and it's still got sort of like, you know, it's a couple of bits that need to change on it, but yeah.
Do you keep that as like a little?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a whole pile of proof copies.
Oh.
Of all the various books that I've written over over the years. So yeah.
Well, it's lovely for you to come to the studio.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to see you, and we shall see you next month.
Yeah.
And you can tell us more about the book, and you can read some excerpts from the book. Excerpts.
Yeah, it's spelt that, isn't it? But it's pronounced excerpts, I think. I don't know.
You know what they say?
PeterJonesAuthor.com.
Twitter.
Peter Jones Oof, because I ran out of characters.
And your list of books are
How to Do Everything and Be Happy.
1.
How to Eat Loads and Stay Slim.
2.
How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting.
3.
From Invisible to Irresistible.
4.
The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl.
5. And coming up in September.
No, that is the good guy.
Oh, sorry. ended badly. Then I'll edit that bit out.
Edit that bit out.
Is what I think. Thanks very much, Peter. Right, we're going to kick off with some Jason Mraz with Make It Mine.